Hello, hello, and a rather warm welcome to today's show. You're listening to Kevin Durgeon here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station with over 1.2 million listeners every single week. So to each and every one of you, thank you. Coming up on today's show, we are going to meet a very dear personal friend of mine, as well as a rather talented pharmacist, practitioner of TCM, and also an expert in the field of nutrition, Dr. Nuria Lorite-Ayan. And Dr. Nuria is going to be talking with us today about the effectiveness of mushroom nutrition in relation to women's health and exploring a fascinating concept known as the liver link. All that is going to be coming up after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgeon here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you so much for joining in and supporting my show, Acupuncture Point. We're in for a bit of a treat now because we're joined by one of the most eloquent TCM practitioners that I know. Dr. Nuria Lorite-Ayan, we've met many, many years ago now. And gosh, let me just read through this list of achievements. Dr. Cum Laude, Universidad Complutense de Madrid in Spain. She has a background, a degree in pharmacy, a master's in biochemistry, advanced studies in pharmacy and nutrition. And as if that wasn't enough, she's also a licensed practitioner of TCM who specializes in immune modulation, mycology, complementary nutrition. I'm almost out of breath. Welcome to Acupuncture Point, Dr. Nuria Lorite-Ayan.
It's my honor, Kevin, being again with you. I'm so pleased to be with you. Always, I'm very happy to have some time with you. You are part of my life. Really, I have to tell that to your public. It's very important for me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are here today to talk about a very fascinating aspect of women's health, which is the liver link. But before we come to that, as I was reading through your list of training, and I was just struck by the fact that you have started off with a very Western medical background. And as time has gone by, you've begun to incorporate more nutrition, more Chinese medicine, more Chinese dietary medicine into your practice. And I'd love to hear why.
Well, really, I think this was the natural evolution for me, because I'm very curious. Still, I'm very curious. I wanted to learn and know how things work, not only in the body, but in the universe. So I started with a very, some studies that are like a Renaissance studies. It has a lot of everything. But since I was a young girl, I was delighted about herbs and nature. And my father used to tell me a lot of stories about how other cultures did their healing, how other cultures have had another food and another ways to take care and healing. So I was fascinated about that. And I was fascinated about herbs and how they work. And this is biochemistry. So when I finished my first career, at the same time, when I remember, this is funny, Kevin, when I was 16, it was many years ago, and a very small book jumped into my life. It was a book about yin and yang. And I didn't know a word about that, but I kept it with me. I read it and I kept it with me. And it was in my head. I finished my studies and then I wanted to know more. Indeed, I studied more about food and about nutrition and about herbs, because indeed, most of our chemical drugs comes from herbs. So I wanted to know that, but not only our Western herbs, but there are many in many places of the world. And like a coincidence, I don't know which word used to that, there was a second book that jumped into my life by chance. It was I Ching. Oh. I found it in a very old library, and it was like my head just turned. What is that? And then I was studying homeopathy and phytotherapy at that time. And then the third thing that happened was that I was working in a clinic where we were people from all over the world in working in natural medicine, indeed, at that time. And there was a Russian biochemistry, a man that he studied he was Russian and he studied biochemistry. And he taught me about acupuncture meridians, channels. And I thought, what? And there was a very, very, very old man that with the paper taught me about the five elements, but the cosmologic five elements with the earth in the middle. And then I went back. I was at my home. I went back in Madrid. It was in late 80s, early 90s. And I said, I want to study that. It was like love at first sight. I wanted to study this Chinese medicine. I knew that it existed, but I didn't knew I could study that. And then I enrolled in the university. And my friend said, you are crazy. And I said, yes, I am.
The world needs more, if that's what it's called, craziness. We need more of this. We need more of this. And following intuition and following our hearts.
Yes.
We're here today to talk about a fascinating theory that you've developed, the liver link in relation to women's health. Just to start things off, I would love for you to explain what the function of the liver is from a Chinese medicine perspective.
Well, liver, we all know it is very, very important for our bodies. Indeed, it is not a coincidence that it is in the middle of our body, and it is a very big organ, very, very big, very, very powerful. It is really the lab where most of the things happen in our body. Thanks to liver, we can do sports, because it's supported with blood and with glucose and with all of the nutrients and the neurotransmitters and everything we need, but not just directly, but transforming substances. Liver is always transforming substances, and liver is also related to hormones. to hormones, to neurotransmitters, to immune systems, to the amount of blood we have in our body. So for us women, it's very important because the blood we need to support the endometrium, to prepare it, to get pregnant, comes from the blood that is stored in the liver. It is not that blood, the blood that is in our blood vessels. No, no. It is stored in the liver. But on the other hand, there is a lot to talk about liver. But on the other hand, blood, liver is related to our emotional balance, to our ability to create. And being pregnant is a creation. So it's not only creation and imagination in our mind, but also in our body. Thanks to liver, our body can receive something and create new things and can also detoxify us. So it is the core. And many people will be thinking, no, Nuria, it is digestive system that do that transformation. But without liver, this is impossible. Impossible. Mm-hmm. Kidneys will be broken if liver doesn't exist. Heart could not work if liver doesn't exist. Our brains couldn't work if our liver doesn't exist. And we, women, we have a different physiology. And all the cycles that are working at the same time, that is a very complex situation, depends on liver. This is very, very important. So liver is like the master of the orchestra, the conductor of the orchestra.
And actually, from Western medicine, people are often focused on the heart being involved with blood. But so from a Chinese medicine perspective, it is the liver which is at the core of this.
Mm-hmm. We think about heart being the king, because as in chess, if the king stops, if kings die, you're died. But heart, although of course it is very important, and do not misunderstand me, heart is only a pump. But who stores blood and who manage? I give you blood, I store now because you are sleeping, you are not doing exercise, I'm going to keep it. Who gives blood also to heart, the major pump to work? Liver. Who allows that heart is not intoxicated? Liver. So it is liver indeed. Liver is protecting heart indeed.
Now you touched on some of the conditions and some of the problems that can arise when our livers don't function well. Could you go into a little bit more depth about that?
Anything can happen. Anything on the physical sphere, mental, emotional sphere, anything can happen when liver is not working properly. Indeed, many simple things like not sleeping properly, it is like a vicious circle, because when you don't sleep properly, liver is not fine. But when liver is not fine, you are not sleeping properly because you are overthinking all the day. This adds up with our own overthink. But also, for example, we are more stressed. We cannot deal with all those rare substances or toxins that come in our body with the air and food. And our hormonal cycles in women are not good, because it is liver that transforms estrogens, progesterones, that helps transforming cholesterol into hormones. So in also, for example, all related with the menstrual cycle, hormonal cycle, endometrium cycle, being able to get pregnant, all that depends on liver. But also there are the some masses formation as myomas, lumps, breast lumps, ovary lumps. For example, premenstrual syndrome depends on liver. Ovarian cyst depends on liver. Breast lumps also depends on liver. But also cancer depends on liver. So as you see, everything depends on liver. I always say and tell my students and my patients, when liver doesn't work properly, really anything can happen, anything. But not only on a physical area, but also in our mental state and our emotional state. Not only because liver is related to anger, but because liver is the one that can balance our minds and our emotions and feelings. It is really the guide. It can balance everything. So liver is key, believe me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I was once at a lecture by the wonderful, wonderful late homeopath Jan de Vries, and he was talking in a very similar way to the way that you're talking now about the role of our liver and our liver function. It determines so many different health outcomes, including whether or not we develop cancer. Very interesting.
And indeed, going back to the liver link, the name comes from the situations that we find very often several diseases at the same time that apparently are not connected, like autoimmune diseases, allergies, and we are prone to infections, viral, bacterial, or parasites, and this has no explanation from a regular point of view of our liver or in our immune systems. If our immune system is working, let's say, higher, like autoimmune diseases and allergy, it doesn't make sense that we catch any infection because our immune system is high, no low. So what is happening there? This is a matter of liver. This is a question of liver. And many women probably are listening to us and they say, I have chronic fatigue syndromes, I have fibromyalgia, I catch every virus in the environment. Also, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I have endometriosis, psoriasis, lots of things that they do not match. Biologically, they do not match. And I spend lots of time trying to look for the, because I found that there was like a wire connecting them. And the wire was liver. In the very early new century, it was just an hypothesis. But then it became a theory. Now there is a whole explanation and a whole, there is background and there are protocols to work in this situation, very complex situations, where usually women complain because they say, I go to different doctors, I go to different specialties, but I am not fine. Because there is not a union, there is not a link. The link is liver.
The link is liver. What role do we play in affecting the function of our liver? Are there things that we do in the way that we live our lives? Can that have an impact on our liver function?
Absolutely. First of all, let's talk about the very simple things that we know. Everything that we do in our daily basis. My father used to say, we have the bad habit of eating more than once a day per day. So we eat, we breathe, we do or not exercise, we sleep, we are a human body. So mainly all this is related to the care and our liver well-being. We have to be very, very profoundly aware of the importance of diet for our body and especially for our liver. I said at the beginning that it was the lab. If we have our lab working very, very hard. It is our responsibility to have, I usually say, we need mostly simple diet, not complex diet, but simple foods, so that we are able to digest them properly. And let's take into account that after 40s and for sure after 50s, we do not have a lot of digestive enzymes. So we need to help our liver with simple food on a regular basis. This is also very important. I do demand time, 2, 3, 4 times per day. There is a lot of ideas around that. But on regular basis, the diet is very important. We know there are a lot of additives and toxics in our diet, so we have to try to rid of them or use some herbs and mushrooms that can help us to get rid of these toxins in our diets and liver. Also, exercise is very important, or exercise, and it is not necessary that we go to the Olympics, but just doing something a little bit is important. At least walking, and every day, and also the air we breathe is very important. When we live in big cities, this is important. So go out of the city on the weekends, go to the countryside, and breathe in more natural air. Sleep is so important, because we are talking about liver, Chinese medicines. It is not a coincidence that the 2 principal hours of liver are starting night, because at night our body, also our brain, no, because we think that brain is like separated from body, but this is not like that. But during night, whether we are sleeping or not, this is very important, our body enters in a detoxifying mode, like cleaning up everything and recapturing the neurotransmitters, hormones, and substances that have induced. The same that happens in the cities. Streets are cleaned up, and many things are, this is useful, I am going to reuse that again. And we do that in our body during the night hours. If we are not sleeping during the night hours, we are using our neurotransmitters, our blood, our energy to do things instead of cleaning and detoxifying. If that happens one day when we were young and we were dancing the whole night, it happens almost nothing, probably headache. But when we are not so young, we notice that we have this brain fog, and we do not see properly, and our muscles does not work properly. Our body is not like refined. It's not correct working at the very small movements and also in the thinking. So we have to respect that our body is detoxifying itself at night. And the main organ doing that is liver again. So if we are not sleeping properly, we are getting a lot of pressure in our liver. So it means kidneys, it means heart, it means blood vessels. A lot of people with high blood pressure, the reason is that they are not sleeping properly. They are not sleeping. I do not mean only well, like profound sleep, but I mean enough hours. Many people say, when you get older, you do not need so much sleep. Well, it was before, because people did not do a lot of things. But now people is in their 70s, 75, 80s, and they do a lot of things. So they need to sleep like 7-8 hours per day. And many people, even myself, I had this dilemma when I was young. I say, well, I am sleeping a lot. I am not doing things. But yes, I am doing things. I am preparing my body. I am studying, because you know you are creating when you are sleeping. And you solve a lot of problems when you are sleeping. And this is thanks to your liver.
Thanks
so
to
I
your
always
liver.
I always sleep with a pencil and a notebook. Or now the mobile, and I record a note voice. Because I got a lot of ideas when I am sleeping.
When we're talking about women's health, could you go into a little bit more detail about some of the issues that they experience when their liver isn't functioning optimally?
Sure. First of all, one of the main things that women feel is they are anxious, not feeling happy. They got angry very easily, or we got angry very easily, and not only because of the premenstrual syndrome, that, by the way, it is not a normal thing. It is not really that this is normal. This is not. So premenstrual syndrome is an issue related to liver, indeed. So our hormones are not working properly, and we feel like a lot of changes in our well-being and the way we can think. And sometimes we feel we have not the energy and the power to do the same things. This in one hand. In other hand, we see that a lot of women are having menopause in very early ages. This is also related to liver, fertility problems, allergies at ages that doesn't correspond, because allergies are related to young immune systems. They have the strength to be like full. But no, when you get older, in your 30s, it is a nonsense that people, women got allergies. Autoimmune diseases, problems with thyroid. This autoimmune thyroid condition is very important and very frequent. And also all these situations related to chronic fatigue. Mm. Chronic fatigue, actually those years I talk about the chronic fatigue syndromes in plural, syndromes, not only fibromyalgia, but there are many, many conditions related to this chronic fatigue of your body and mind. And above all, women say, what is happening? I am always tired. I am tired of saying I am tired. But in this, that is what is happening. And a lot of frustration. And you go to a psychologist and you try to get your therapy, and it seems it doesn't work, because your body is not supporting you. Your liver is not supporting you. So this is very important. You can have the best psychotherapy. And even many people is under a psychiatric medication, like antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication. But the liver, indeed, and our lifestyle is the main thing that we have to care about. Mm. So,
and the underlying cause is not being supported. The health of the liver by having talking therapies, you're not actually dealing with the issue that's creating these emotional disturbances.
Yes, for sure, and indeed. You see, I talk about antidepressants, benzodiazepines. These drugs has to be metabolized in the liver. So again, we are getting an overload to the liver. So acupuncture, more natural lifestyle. I tell all the women, please, you have to open in your agenda. You have to open time for yourself. open up time for yourself. You have to have an agenda only for yourself, and do not feel blame for that, because we feel this is not good. The society has told us we have to be taking care of everything every day. But first is us. Indeed, it is a Christian sentence that say, love starts in you. It starts with you, with yourself. Mm-hmm. So first you cannot give if you don't have.
I've recently started. I did an interview a few weeks ago with an acupuncturist called Marianne Killick, and she's written a book for women, specifically for women who are busy, who are always working, who put so much energy into everybody, but forget about themselves. And she wrote in this book something that I'm now telling all of my patients. You have diaries, and you make sure that you meet every single appointment in your diary. Diary in some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Diary in a break. Make sure that you are taking an hour out to do something nourishing for yourself. The really interesting thing, I've been talking to patients about this. You should see the shock in their faces.
Yes.
What do you mean I need to be taking time out? What do you mean I need to actually have rest? Because it's so contrary to the way in which our busy lives are usually led. That in order for somebody to say, you need to have to take rest, it can be a very big...
And Kevin, and society is also pushing us women harder. So it's us, indeed, many women, and it's also related to liver. They feel frustrated because we say, we have demonstrated the world. We are worthy. We can do everything. But the price has been very high. How many women have not been a mother? Because times went by. Absolutely. How many women feel that like the world has cheated on me? So now it is the time for us and to teach also the young girls, time is very important. It is not only going to the gym. It's very important to have time for yourself to doing even nothing, breathing, going to a beauty salon or going to your acupuncturist to be relaxed. Because many people go to acupuncture when they have an illness. But they do not understand that acupuncture help us being out of stress. Yes. Relax. I have many patients that say, okay, you are coming to sleep because I needle and they sleep. So this is the siesta time. It's fine.
It is fine. And it is about changing that mindset. That is very, very important. That not doing, actually you are doing, because your body's always working. You're always breathing. You're always pumping your blood around. And if we allow our bodies and ourselves to get so tight and so stressed out, how can anything function properly? You mentioned about mycology earlier on. Can you tell us what mycology is? Give us a little intro to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have in nature, we have mushrooms. We have mushrooms. Some of them can be eaten in our diet, but some of them are only used as medicines, are medicinal mushrooms. Indeed, all of them, all mushrooms are medicinal mushrooms. They are medicinal products, and they are very, very important. I love them. They are a different kingdom. They are a kingdom apart. They are not herbs. They are not animals. Their biochemistry is very, very interesting. Indeed, many, many years ago, it is known that they are the beings that create the connections amongst the trees and the herbs in the forest. they are like a network that are connecting and bringing here and there, not only information, but only nutrients, because they are a very powerful network. So this is so powerful that we can have this in our bodies. And mushrooms are very powerful because they offer us, of course, vitamins, minerals. And they offer us oligo elements that we cannot find very easily in another foods. So, for example, selenium, germanium, these kind of oligo elements that are very interesting, like not only antioxidants that they are, but also they help us against cancer, for example. But also they offer us enzymes. I talk about the need of some enzymes after 40s and 50s. And there are some specific mushrooms that can balance immune system, and above all, that can balance how livers work. If they support liver, that is also why I love them. Really, I use them for many, many years. I think I was one of the first persons in Spain to know about them. When I was very young, in my 20s, I knew some person that wanted to sell some mushrooms in Spain through the pharmaceuticals. He didn't have any success because the time was not ready. But I went into a lot of research and I got really fascinated. People think that mushrooms are only the one you take in the forest just for eating, but they are very powerful beings and they are a treasure for us and for health in general, but specifically for women's health, for balancing this liver that is unbalanced, and for creating for helping liver to rebalance immune system, nervous system, endocrine and hormones, and for being detoxified, for helping kidneys and heart. And people say, oh, mushrooms do everything, as liver does.
So in terms of, if somebody were to have a course of acupuncture treatment and to start taking some mushroom nutrition supplements, how likely is it in terms of research that their health conditions would be improved? Are there stats to show this?
In my experience, and this is some decades of experience, each person has their own experience, because mushrooms also, as they are supporting your biochemical network and functioning, some people, some women above all, they feel like some change in how you feel, and then the change in your physical improvement and how you can do exercise and you are have more strength than comes later. But in 2 weeks, it's not too much. In 2 weeks, you feel a difference. And then if you have some blood tests, for example, about your cholesterol, glucose, or some hormones level, or even related to immunoglobulins, related to some viruses in your body, in 2-3 months, you will see a difference. Do not forget that some mushrooms have proven to be useful related to hepatitis, to many difficult viruses and illnesses in our bodies. And also they are used as food supplements in helping people going through chemotherapy and radiotherapy better. So this is very, very important. But for even if some person does not have any complaint, you add mushrooms to your supplementation and you feel different. You feel different. You feel that you can do everything better. You even see different hear different, your hair, your skin, you feel different.
I remember going along to a presentation years ago, and I think it may have been one that even you were running, Nuria, and one of the descriptions about how mycology works is essentially it's like a big sponge that sucks up all of the toxic.
Yes, it was me. I usually use this example. They have the ability to clean up and detoxify the ground where the soil where they live, and that is why they heal the trees. They heal the soil. They absorb the heavy metals and many other toxic substances. So they do that in the soil and they do that in our bodies. Mm. They absorb it and flush it away.
So that, again, makes perfect sense in terms of the liver and how our livers can be supported. I know that certainly with acupuncture, there's an acupuncture point on the center of your feet, liver three, the main mm-hmm. big point. I've literally needled that point, and I've had patients who are lying down there, rise up from the couch, blinking. What was that? And they have come back the next week after presenting with, oh, they've had so many menstrual problems, terrible, terrible cramps beforehand, clotting, everything very difficult. Oh, within a week. Kevin, well, I feel so much better.
You unblocked.
Because the liver channel has been unblocked. And that is not with any big, deep, particularly clever science behind it. This is your body's own ability to transform and to support.
Intelligence. This is our body intelligence. Indeed, we are made of trillions of cells that are not silly, for sure. There is an intelligence in our body, and there is an intelligence because living how we live with all the stress and all the bad food, we are living a lot. If our body was not so intelligent, this is a proof that there is a natural intelligence in our body. Our body tries to keep us alive and healthy, and we have to help it. We have to, indeed, maybe this word can be a little bit bizarre, but I feel devotion. I feel devotion for my body and for the brain and for body in general, for all the biochemistry. And it is not only biochemistry like physical biochemistry. We know that matter and energy are together. So we also, I think that we have to be grateful for our body working with the air we breathe, with the food we eat, not taking so much care. We are all, being alive is a miracle. And we are not very respectful for that.
Nuria, we could talk and talk and talk forever, but sadly our time has come to an end. But before we depart, where can people find out more about you and also about some of the mycology that you've discussed?
Well, I have a website. Unfortunately, Google translated very well in several languages. The website is biloba, as it is here, biloba.es. Or they can Google my name and they will find me.
Lovely. Thank you. And if they want to find out more about mycology, it's mycologyresearch.com.
Yes. And there they have also some articles of mine.
Brilliant. Dr. Nuria Lorite Ayan, what an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you to you. And thank you for this time, lovely time. And for people listening to us, thank you also for being with us, to your audience.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I know. Doesn't time fly when you're having a rather fabulous time? It's the end of the show. It's home time. I would like to say a very, very big thank you to my dear friend, Dr. Nuria Lorati Ayan. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. And that website again, if you're interested in finding out more about how mycology could help you, it is mycologyresearch.com. That is it from me, Kevin Durgin, on today's Acupuncture Point. Please do stay tuned because coming up next, we have Chi Time with the rather fabulous Clara Apollo. Until next week, lots of love. Goodbye.